This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The state has detected a case of the Omicron variant of COVID-19. A woman in Arapahoe County tested positive after returning from a trip to southern Africa. The woman followed health guidance like wearing a mask. State epidemiologist Dr. Rachel Hurley says the woman's close contacts have tested negative. Public health departments are doing regular genome and wastewater testing to track variants. The 7-day positivity rate of COVID-19 in El Paso County is higher than the state average, and the county's vaccination rate is lower than the state average. Dr. Leon Kelly is the El Paso County coroner. He says the vaccine is still important even as Omicron emerges.
We went from you as an individual didn't have many tools to protect yourself and your family and your community to now you have a very effective tool. You just have to use it.
Kelly says as COVID-19 evolves, so too will vaccines. Denver's STAR program, which stands for Support Team Assistance Response Program, has been diverting some 911 calls away from police and to mental health professionals when appropriate. But the city wants to divert more. Denverite's Rebecca Spias has the story.
A pilot program launched in June of 2020 started with one medic and one clinician in a single van. Now, they have 10 professionals and 3 vehicles running 7 days a week. But of 15,000 emergency calls that STAR would have handled, they could only take about 13%. The city wants to expand. Rebecca Spias, Denverite.
You're listening to CPR News. There's lots to come. This hour, it's The Daily and then Marketplace.